Unique Weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue. Big boy. Yo, yo. Hey little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some wetting. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word a bend when it comes down to this nanny bar. Put it in your face and make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make the shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Let's roll play. Throw a few swings. When I see the green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet, a dentist. Or a polisher. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That can really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. When it comes out to this show, follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottle. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Yes, yes, yes. What's going on, y'all? You definitely tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Nikki Barbs, a.k.a. I House Your Head Game. We definitely have at Angel Love Sweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs in the building, and Brooklyn Black from Pre Game Radio. How is everyone doing?
I'm good.
Getting ready for Saturday's event. So it's been really, really, really busy.
That's what's up. Black, how you doing?
I'm good. You know, coming off of one event, cooling out for a couple of days, and then I got another event Friday and Saturday. So getting ready for a busy week myself. And it's only Tuesday.
Busy people. I love it. Yes, definitely, you know. Well, how was your weekend, Angel? I know you wasn't feeling too good over the past week. Are you better?
Yes, I'm a lot better. But like I said, I've just been like really, really busy getting ready for this artist networking event for Saturday. So that's just taking up a lot of my time and my sleep. and just a bunch of business meetings with some image consultants and things of the nature, just, you know, staying busy. So it was actually a really productive and busy weekend.
Yeah, well, that's good. At least you're getting better. So that way you can, you know, be full effect at anything that you need to tackle. So that's good. Black, I mean, I know you're getting ready for a busy upcoming week, but how was your current past weekend? You was Instagramming. You was somewhere. What was it, yesterday? Was it the day before that?
Yeah, that was yesterday.
Oh, it was yesterday. Yeah. So what were you? What you was up to?
Yesterday I was over at a Bamboo Lounge from a GX Media Showcase. It was real live over there. It was one of the final parties going down at that spot, Bamboo Lounge, because they're actually closing their doors after Friday. So you know, we left there to bang, you know.
That's what's up. I seen that you, because I seen, it was just funny because I'm like, looking black, trying to take pictures, the close-up of you and the girl. It was a cute picture, but I'm like, such a, you could tell you was out like a club or something because the background was kind of dark, but
yeah.
I was supposed to be, you know, I'm so mad, but then again, I'm so, you know, happy because I got my new phone today, which I've been waiting for forever, so... Thank you, Spring, but fuck you at the same time for putting me through the unnecessary bullshit. Seriously.
I had nothing to do with that kid.
But I was supposed to be on 42nd at night, and I still, the name of the place, because I couldn't remember it offhand when LP had mentioned it to me on Saturday, but he did. It was a Big Boy Management. You know, they wanted to thank me for my support and everything, and they wanted to treat everybody on the staff and the team to some beers and wings at Dalton, 611 9th Ave on 43rd. And he was texting this phone, and I had another phone, and I was so mad that I missed it because they were also Instagramming, having a good fucking time, everybody in the Big Boy shirts, and you know, he finally fucking got my size and a shirt because last year when we were out in the field, Hard Body, like, I always had to Ed Hardy my shirt. Like, I always had to get a big size and take it and cut it up and tie it just so that way it fit me because all the guys, you know, it's mostly guys on the team. So all the guys had their baggy tees. But shout out to LP and Big Boy Management and D Dave and Luth and Street. Shout out to Street too because I know he just had a baby recently and everybody, BX Problem, everybody, you know, holding it down for Big Boy Management. They love themselves in all bars. They really do. And, you know, they always extend their hands, say anything you guys need, and they always recommend us to other companies. So shout out to Big Boy Management. And also, I have a couple of people on my Twitter that I wanted to shout out. But before I do, I always like to start out this show by shouting out the All Barbs Familia, the All Barbs Movement, the Barbs, and the All Barbs Promoters. So, how y'all doing? Love you guys. Thank you for all your support. Also, shout out to the All Barbs supporters who are not on the team. I don't know why you aren't. Maybe it's because you haven't hit any of us up. But shout out to you anyway for even retweeting and supporting and tuning in and always, you know, talking to the people on All Bob Moon because it's a lot of us. So shout out to you. Angel, do you have any shout outs that you want to give, you know, an announcement?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out, of course, to all of the people that are on my team, my family, my love, my heart, that this team is my everything. You know, it came from nothing to something, and I'm so proud of the progress, and I'm so proud of all the team members that, you know, really live the meaning of what the team is about and go out into their communities and really just doing the damn thing. Shout out to all the executives that hold it down via Twitter. Shout out to people like at Team Hideout. Shout out to people like, yeah, definitely shout out to at Big Boy Management, at Don_5. Shout out to at Nitty SMG. Shout out to at Ms_ I don't give a fuck. Shout out to at New Level King Tay. Shout out to Ed, I'm an Artist 21, all the people that support me and everything that I do. And shout out to the whole New Level team that I'm collabing with AMP Promotions. So you guys need to look out for that. They're really, really big in the D.C. area. They do a lot of promotions. They got a lot of hot models and things of that nature. So I'm really excited about this new venture. And just shout out to all the people that I'm going to be working with. I have a couple of DJs and a couple of other radio personalities that I will be appearing on their shows, kind of networking. So I will keep everyone updated. And shout out to all the vendors, all the artists that will be participating on the Saturday's event in Cat Springs, Maryland. Get your tickets if you do not have it. It's going to be singers, rappers, jewelers, designers. Everybody's going to be there. $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Hit me up if you want the address, tickets, or anything of that nature. And tonight, I just want to give a shout-out to our interviewee tonight, Anino Beth, and the All Bars panel, and just everyone that just supports everything that's related to All Bars, anything that's related to AMP, anything related to Nikki's, anything that she's doing on the side, anything that's related to Black. It's all about networking and keeping positive and being humble. So I salute everyone and thank you.
So, Black, before I give my shout outs, do you have any shout outs that you want to give? And any updates?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to everyone who was rocking last night, Quan Lee TV, I Am Poppin', Inked Up Rebel. There's so many more. I think I may have said Quan Lee already, Marco De Niro. It was a great event, so shout out to everybody over there. Shout out to everyone over at Bamboo Lounge, Lex, Malik, Daphne. Everyone who rocks with All Bars at Free Game Radio.
Definitely. Yeah, shout out to fucking Quan Lee TV. I miss you too. I miss you so much. I definitely do. What I don't miss though is walking around, like just being everywhere with him being there and him just recording and filming everything. Like everything. Like moments where we're caught sleeping, when we're just like fucking playing tricks on other people and we think that we're being slick and shit like that, or just him catching us when we're fucking pissed off and everything you just said now, all that shit you was talking about this person is caught on camera. So shout out to Quan Lee, and I will see you very, very soon. And yes, he does have to check out one of our shows. I'm so glad that, you know, he spoke to you yesterday on the Instagram. Definitely shout out to @KeyLoco. She had from 10 hours ago, early this morning, that should be rocking out with us. So definitely shout out to your mamas. Definitely thank you for your support and rocking with us. And every time you get to, you know, get a chance to come on, it's always a pleasure. So shout out to @KeyLoco, everybody. I need to go follow her. She's definitely a sweetheart. Beautiful, 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 beautiful woman. Inside and out, country. So, shout out to her. Also, shout out to Adam at Kid Continental, the promoters at Mr._Chris_P. They're rocking out. Shout out to Dan at Scott Dizzle from the DMV area, who was up in New York this weekend, and I didn't get to see my youngin', my BFF. He was definitely out. He was on the show last week telling everybody, him and the artist, and that he was supporting out in New York. Oh, and I believe it was like, I could be wrong, but it was somewhere, I guess, upstate. It was in New York, so I didn't get to see him this time around, but he's definitely planning on coming back to New York to kick it. Shout out to @SirSpliff30. Well, you should be listening, so that's how you'll know what I'm talking about tonight. And shout out to @HeavenlyO8. Thank you for relaying my messages to her late as well, @SirSpliff30, but it's all love. Definitely one more. I promise I will mention it, but I have so many followers. Okay, here we go. Shout out to @DMVWeMajor, @DMVWeMajor, who says that they'll be tuning in. So I told y'all I was going to shout you out, and I did. But, and shout out to @_Green09_. I definitely have a message to relay to you, Angel, from Green.
I think you can save that for later.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Because anytime you say something like that, like, it makes me nervous. Like, what?
It's not.
Okay.
Angel, are you ducking from somebody? I can't announce.
Is Angel hiding out?
No.
He's hiding out because...
Okay. I'm not ducking out from anyone. I'm not hiding out from anyone. Like I said, I've been extremely busy, and Nikki knows this because Nikki is, like, making sure that I don't overbook my schedule. So don't even try, Nikki. You know what's going
on. I know. She definitely, but that's something that I said, though. You know what I'm saying? In the conversation, I did mention that. Like, I definitely did mention that off that, like, don't even, like, it's cool, whatever, you know, but it was just funny. It was just funny, you know how that goes when you know somebody that I know, that you know that I know, that knows each other.
Yes. I do want to say shout out to all the banging-ass interviews we're going to have starting in October. I'm excited. We got a couple of celebrities coming up. Me and Nikki been busting out ass trying to get these people on. So just shout out to all of you guys and all the listeners. Just make sure you really tune in because we're going to have some really dope people really coming on starting in the month of October.
Yes, I'm so excited and I just can't hide it. Seriously. And I can't wait for everybody just watch out so they can hear for themselves. And even if you just, like, if you miss anything, our shows are definitely recorded. So if you need the link, if you want to hear, if you don't know where to already go and get it, I'll definitely, me and Angel Black, whoever you hit up, we'll get out here, we'll get it to you, so you won't be out the loop. But definitely, shout out to, I also have to say, shout out to the dudes that still rock the two-tone do-rags. I knew it was a trend at one point in time. I knew that I peep game. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas used to do it up when, especially with the outfit, like, you had halfway, you probably had on the red and white J's, you know what I mean? Like, you put it up, but I thought we went out of that and we went on to something different. So, you know, walking around today and I've seen a lot of guys, like, especially the area that I was in. I don't know if it's just like a little click thing going on in that hood, but every nigga had on a fucking two-tone do-rag, tight. Like, I'm about to get these fucking waves. Get these shits back. Like, I don't know, but Black, let me ask you a question, because do you like Black? You still like Black? I mean, because I know, like, you know, I know some guys, like, they do it just, like, as a female with tie her hair down. You know what I'm saying? At night, sometimes, if you guys have waves and shit like that, you know, at night, but you don't wear it during the day. Like, you don't, that's not a part of your accessory.
Not since I was, like,
okay, so why the fuck is niggas still rocking? And then that's what I mean. If you're gonna rock a do-rag, I've seen it. Like, I guess, you know, I've gotten used to niggas on their fitteds and, you know, that type of shit. Not really leaving the do-rag out the game, but two-tone. Like, I think that's really not in style anymore. I could be wrong. I'm a female. I just know what I like. I know what I don't like. I just know that. Please, if you follow me and you have a two-tone do-rag, think about it. Or I should say, think about before you take a picture in it and you follow me and post it. Because every now and then I do like to get nosy and just scroll down people's, you know, check my timeline out. And click on Abby just to see how everybody's looking and shit, because I know everybody does it to everybody. Don't do that. Think about it for real. Angel, would you fuck with somebody with a two tone do-rag one?
I've never seen that before, and I didn't know guys wore that outside the house. Like, I didn't know that. So probably not. I'll have you require that he takes that off his head when he walks out the door.
I just don't like it. Like, I really don't like it. to me nowadays, I think it doesn't, not when what's in, you know, not when what's in trend, not when what's in style now. I don't see how, you know, the two tones you guys even match with some of the collection pieces and stuff like that. Like, I really don't. I don't know, but, you know, it's just me. You know, like I said, I've seen, you know, I don't mind laying up with my nigga. And he put that shirt on before we lay down and shit like that, you know, trying to keep his hair nice to me. I respect that. But to go outside like, yo, 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 thinking that you're, you know, like, flagged out and shit. And you have on a fucking two-part suit, nigga.
Outside with her scarf on her head. Like, would you like that?
I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm one, I don't do that. I don't, you know, when I leave the house, if my, like, this is how, if I don't leave the house and my hair's not decent, then I'm not going to leave. Most likely, you know, I'm having a bad hair day. Most likely, I'm going to really try to, if I really don't have to be outside, I'm not going to be outside just due to my hair. That's going to fuck me up on that. You know what I'm saying? I don't walk spots. And I don't, you know, sometimes it looks tacky depending on who's rocking the angel, because, you know, you have some females that put their skin on and they have it, and they have the fucking big ass silky bow, like, you know what I'm saying, like Minnie Mouse bow on her dress, like, in the front, so it looks like a kind of a turban, but not, like, it just, you know, but I've seen a female who had on her scarf, you know, she was running into the office, it was raining that day, and it didn't look too that, but I'm pretty sure there's guys that don't like that, and I'm pretty sure there's guys that don't even care, like, if she has on a scarf or not, like, you know what I mean, but I just, if it was solid, I wouldn't have so much to say, but just off the simple fact that it was two-tone, and I remember that it was a trend, but then I didn't see it for a long time, you know what I mean, I didn't think that niggas still held onto that, or, you know, that they're still making that, I don't know. But I definitely want to get to a caller really quickly. Is your interview coming on now or a little bit later, Angel?
He was supposed to come on at 8:15, so you could just continue. If he gets in, he doesn't. You know how we operate. But we're not
okay,
even brand new.
Okay, nah, definitely not. All right, so last 4 digits of your number is 19071907. You're live on air.
Yeah, what's good? It's your boy K Continental. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Chilling, just keeping outside, you know, just chilling out, trying to walk and get my mind straight. What's up with y'all?
I mean, I'm chilling. Hot Angel, you know, Angel, she got a mind, she can talk.
I'm good. I'm just, you know, been busy getting things together for my event on Saturday, among some other things I got going on.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Yes. But, so, well, I mean, if anybody doesn't know that is tuning in right now, at K Continental is actually one of the All Bobs promoters, so shout out to him for supporting that never goes unannounced. So thank you, but we always tell you that, and y'all should go follow him if y'all not already. And I didn't even really start getting into, like, what I really, you know, what I'm about to talk about for tonight, but...
Oh, dear.
I have the whole two-tone do-rag, and I know you know what I'm talking about, but what I want to know is, before we even talk about that, do you own or have you ever owned a two-tone do-rag?
Nah. Nope. Never. Never will.
So what is your outlook on them? Because they got to be a reason why you never own one.
I think it depends on the person. Like, I got friends that, you know, they got it, and it's like, yeah, that's on you, but it ain't me. I'm just too rough. I just can't do it. Like, I can't see me getting in an argument with that shit on my head.
I just couldn't see the shit. I don't know. I just think that the two-tone do-rag, that's not attractive to me. It's really not. It's not attractive to me. Because it's just like, you know, just like, for instance, like, if Cruella De Vil was to walk down the street, and you know how she has the half black, the half white. That's going to be, like, you're going to notice that. You're going to look at that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to stare at that, try to figure out, you know, whatever was going on with the hair and how it's done. Probably, you know, you're going to look at that. So when a nigga walks down the street with a two-tone dude, like, that's kind of something, like, that's how I would, you know, explain that. Like, it's just, to me, I don't see the, I don't like it. I don't know. I mean, I'm more into fitteds, and if you're not going to have a fitted, then you have, you know, your shape up, your suit up, whatever you want to do. But I just think it was so fucking played out. But to me, today, I almost could have died. Luckily, my phones were dead because I couldn't even take pictures. Like, it was crazy. Two-tone do-rag everywhere. Like, wow.
Yeah, because it's all over the city. It's crazy because, you know, it's ridiculous. Like, when I see it, I guess I'm just used to it now, because when I first started seeing it, I was like, all right, yo, that's a little bugged out. Like, turn that shit down. But then after a while, when you keep on seeing something, you're like, all right, you know, maybe the younger people, you know, the teenagers, they want to rock it like that or whatever. So let them be. But, I mean, I wouldn't do it, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. At all, Ralph Schmoder will not be rocking that, so that will not make me upset. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But definitely, you know, I got some more colors to do too, and I really start getting in on my topic for the night. So definitely, hit it with us. You already know what to do.
Thanks for talking to y'all again. So y'all go ahead and have a good night, and know that I'll be listening and bothering y'all.
All right.
All right, later.
Later. Yes. I'm telling you. All right, before we go into a commercial break, I'm just going to briefly go over a couple of things that we're going to be talking about when we get back. And I'm going to ask y'all a series of questions. And everybody that's listening, this goes out for you. So when I'm saying these questions, you know Black and Angels are going to be answering them. But if you want to answer, if you want to give your input, you know what I mean, then that's cool. Make sure you press 1 because I definitely want to hear what you have to say. But I'm going to start asking y'all a series of questions. And with these series of questions, somehow, some way, it's going to end up into role-playing versus foreplay. So if y'all don't know the difference between the two, I'm definitely going to let you know the difference. And I want to know, like, and I also have a couple of categories of role-playing games or role-playing characters that I want to know if that's a character that fits you. Would you play that role, yes or no? And I know the interviewees in the building. So I see you, but before we get into the interview and everything, I definitely do want to get to a commercial break so Angel can get ready to do the damn thing as she always does on a Tuesday. And, you know, if that's cool with you, Angel, to wait till we come back from the break to get into the interview?
Yes, that's perfect.
It's perfect? Cool. Cool, cool, cool. All right, so yes, you're definitely rocking out on All Bob's Radio. Like I said again, it's hard. It should be hard for you to forget it. But I'm Nikki Vibes. We got Boss Vibes in the building in Brooklyn Black. Find us on Twitter at How's Your Head Game, at Angel Love Sleeping, at Brooklyn Black. And the number to the fucking show is 347-857-4302. Make sure you press 1 to get live with us. And, Block, whenever you are ready, let's go pay some motherfucking bills.
Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. The rock in my system, so I'm feeling like the ceiling. Yeah, step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. The rock in my system, so I'm feeling like the ceiling. Yeah, I step in, shades on, lame on the side, he getting his head on. Tell him why you mad.
you don't even know. I walked in with six goons, you don't even know. Step up in this bitch, cooler than the fan. Ain't even waste no time, she just grabbed my hand. So I pull up to the corner, then we start to dance. Hard as a rock, and she just fill that thing through my pants. I'm in this bitch cooler than the motherfucker. That's your bitch, I got it looser than the motherfucker. On, in that bitch foreign. Tell my boy to go pull up the wheel, we gone. Yeah, I got a swag that you try to buy. Loud in the air, got a nigga high. Always just a ride, we don't do the wine. In a couple rags in my pocket, bitch, I'm doing fine. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. The rock in my system, so I'm feeling like it's silly, yeah. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. The rock in my system, so I'm feeling like it's silly, yeah. Chain around my neck, I'm shining this bitch. And I don't do the white, black diamonds in this bitch. Shorty make it clap and she popping that shit. And I can tell little Shorty got time in this bitch. All in VIP, I'm just doing me. H gang in this bitch, we just doing we. Leash H going ham, she just doing she. So if they doing one thing, I guess we doing three. I'm single lying, tough of these bitties, they see me stunting. They know I'm grinding and her grabbing bottles like it ain't nothing. Yeah, so I'm just trying to get it popping. Bad red bone at the bar, I see you watching. Haters on the side, me mugging till you plotting. But you gon' make busy pull a three like you stocking. We in the building going red. Reach a rock on ice, man, we gotta do it big. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. The rock in my system, so I'm feeling like it's silly, yeah. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. Step up in the building, looking like a million. The rock in my system, so I'm feeling like it's silly, yeah.
Yes, that was at MOH_KTrez. One of my dope followers, he's actually out there doing big things, trying to tweet as the song was going on, but I'm definitely trying to tweet him so that he can call in. I like the song. I thought it was dope. I like the production. He brought energy to the song, so while listening to it, I can only imagine him performing it live. So I was just at like a... At eight and a half. Angel, what you thought about the song?
I like it. It was cool. I give it a 7.
Cool. Black?
It was alright.
What the fuck is that in numbers?
That would be like a 7. 6.5, maybe.
Okay. All right, well, Angel, whenever you are ready, my dear, you have the floor.
All right. So, Mr. Bass is in the building.
Hello?
Hello, is Mr. Bass in the building?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. I'm awesome. I'm sorry I'm late. I was trying to get home to the studio in a little rush, so I'm still on the road.
That's all right. Well, first, let me say welcome on behalf of myself, Nikki, and Brooklyn Blake to All Bucks Radio. It's great to have you on the show. And
thank
I always y'all. Like to start off letting, you know, the interviewee tell the listeners who they are just in case they missed the introduction. So let the people know who you are and what it is that you do in the industry.
My name is Nino Best. I'm an artist. Straight out of Brooklyn, Brownsville. SMG is the family. Shout out to Nitty, Smooth the Hustler, and Trick of the Gambler.
Awesome. I've read, of course, that you grew up with different genres of music, from like hip-hop to R&B. I want to know, and I'm sure the listeners want to know, which genre actually inspires you the most to write your music?
What genre, excuse me, I can't hear you again.
Yeah, I said what genres of music inspires you the most between, like, the rap, the hip-hop, the pop, the jazz, since you like...
Oh, it was definitely, hip hop, because you know what I mean. I'm in that field, and I was dealing with coming up behind Smooth and Trig, and we're from the same building. We from Brooklyn. I'm from the same building and from the same area of MOP and Fab and Pat Poole. So it was definitely rap, but and R&B is what makes, I think it was makes the artist go into his feelings and emotions.
So explain to the listeners how growing up in New York has affected your music, because it's really important that people know the difference between the demographics, like different music sound different, and how people display how they feel in their music and things of that nature. So I would love to hear how growing up in New York has inspired your music or played an effect in how you write and how you perform.
I mean, I'm from Brooklyn, man. It gets real over here where I'm from. I just explain what I see and what I go through and what other people go through around my peers and the people in my neighborhood. So I just bring it all to the forefront in the music. I bring my hood to my music, and I give it to the world, and I just show out. Performing is a different story, man. I love to give fans what they want from what I'm making. Know what I mean? It's easy to say the words. You can put the words down, but to show out doing it is another story, and I always enjoy performing. I think that's the most important thing, the most fun thing to do, better than to lay it down.
Exactly. You always give people what they ask for.
Yeah,
when you're in
definitely.
The industry. Yeah. So, rap and pet entertainment, let the listeners know what that is.
That rap and chess is my entertainment. Know what I mean, I'm all tatted up. I bring the art. I love artwork. My whole body is done from my neck all the way down to my legs. Know what I mean, and that's one of the singles off the mixtape out right now. Zombie Island is a singles tats on me. I mean, and you put it both together. You got the best of both worlds. You got the art. I got the artist. My artist Wick, shout out to Wicked. And you got me, the rapper. So you put it together and you got rap and tat entertainment.
Yes, I can definitely dig it. I'm not as headed as you are, but I got some a little
yeah.
stuff going on. So do you have anything coming up that you want to let the listeners know about? You got any shout outs?
I got the mixtape out right now, Zombie Island on Dat Piff. My next mixtape I'll probably drop in December, Hot Winter. I got features from Mims, Fred the Godson, MOP, SMG. So we working. I got shows coming up, definitely shows. I got shout out to Rose for hooking up the Zulu Nation anniversary. I performed for them. We trying to jump on the college tours right now. So we just in the work. It's hard work where we at. It's all work where we at. That's why we zombies over here. No sleep.
That's right. Vampire life. you ready to vote, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So that's really important. Well, before I let Ms. Nikki Barbs and Mr. Brooklyn Black ask you any questions, I just, again, want to say thank you for coming on the show. And if you need anything, you can hit me up. Nitty is a really good follower. He supports me. So everything he got going on, I definitely support 100%. He shows me nothing but love and support.
You're part of
his fam. You're part of my fam. You can just hit me up. You got my email. Let me know what you need.
Definitely. Thank y'all. I mean, and shout out to Nitty and the whole SMG. Shout out to y'all down at the radio.
Thank you. So, Nikki, you got anything you want to say to L and to the Mr. Ted It Up, Mr. Nino himself?
I definitely just want to say congratulations, shout out to you. You know, everything that you got going on, Brooklyn, well, from the Bronx, will Brooklyn stand up? You know, got mad love for Brooklyn, definitely do. So, just Yes, I do. Black, Mr. Brooklyn Black. But I definitely do. Yeah, I just, you know, keep doing what you're doing. You know, like Angel said, if you know you need anything, shout out to Nitty. Everybody needs to go follow at Nitty SMG. Dope, dope, dope. And just keep doing your thing and keep tuning in to All About Radio. And what you should do, what you need to do, not even should, what you need to do, is not only submit me some music so I could play on my Thursday show, because what we do is we basically play music from independent artists, and we critique it, you know, my panel, Angel Black, we let you know and the listeners know how we feel about it, if it's hot or not, when we play the shit, if it's black, and everybody else gets to give their opinion, and if you catch it, you can call up and you can, you know, we can talk to you yourself. That's what you should do. And also create a drop for All About Radio.
All right, definitely. Yeah, I thought Nitty sent y'all music and stuff like that, but I definitely will get that over to y'all. Thank y'all for the interview. And definitely, I'm going to send a drop. I'll probably send a drop tonight, actually.
That's what's up. And, you know, just, and, you know, you already know how a drop goes. Just make sure you include.
Yeah, include the name. Yeah.
And
shout out. Definitely. I got
okay.
this.
Yes. So thank you. Black, do you have anything you want to say?
You know, I just always show love for the Brooklyn artists, you know what I'm saying? So definitely keep working. I can't wait to hear your music and spin it. But definitely keep doing what you're doing. Much luck to you, man.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm definitely going to send you some music over, and the drop is coming tonight.
All right. Well, thank you. And continue to tune in, because Nikki's about to get real wild and crazy with her topic. So feel free to press one and comment on whatever she's about to say. And thank you again for rocking out with us on All About Radio.
Thank you.
Yes. Y'all. So, I know y'all ready for these questions. I'm ready to. I'm ready to know. I'm ready to find out, because y'all know I'm always so nosy. But shout out to the interviewee. You know, I love it when people could come on and they could tell us about everything they got going on, the positive things and the upcoming events, because you never know. Could be in the hood near you doing something and just like want to fuck with a nigga and go out and support and actually become a fan. And it's cool. Like, support is support. Love is love. And everybody needs to, everybody needs to support more, especially when it comes down to your nigga and him trying to express his talents and do what it is that he's trying to do. So shout out to him. But, yes, getting to these questions. So I'm going to read off a couple. And remember, you guys, answer it to the, like, just be real. I mean, you know, you could say pass, or I don't want to answer it, not black. Black can't say pass to anything. Black has to answer everything. His innermost black Huntington, his fucking midnight chocolate, he got to answer it. Thinking in those character forms, he can't say pass on shit. Do y'all hear me? And not to mention, because I told you I was gonna fucking announce this on air, because he's trying to be. But all those who tune in, I know that you know that we always, me and Andrew, we always going after Black. You know, we always asking him questions, and he's always so fucking boring. And please, like, don't be afraid to tweet me. Yes. Because I know, and you know, that's why we always fuck with him. Like, because when it comes down to sex, I feel like it'll be boring. It's boring. You know what I'm saying? It might not necessarily be boring, the physicalness of it, but just the things, if I ask him, okay, so you want to do this? Would you ever try this? It's no. Am I lying, Angel?
No. It's like he doesn't even, you know, somebody will say, let me think. No, he just like, no. 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 Mm-mm. He don't even give us, like,
don't the, fucking
like, want like, the benefit of doubt to think about. No.
He don't want to give up a fantasy, a nothing. He just want to fuck. Bitch, it's 8 o'clock. Do you know where your pussy belongs at? on my big list. You know what I mean? And that's fucked up. But, like I said again, and I know y'all can agree with me, especially on my listeners that tune in with me every week. So, I know we here, we eye to eye. But Black cannot pass on any of these questions. So, here we go. All right. Where is your favorite place to be touched? Angel, where is your favorite place to be touched?
Where is my favorite place to be touched? I have to say my pet, when you touch or lick my pets, especially the one that's on my hip, it's just like one of my spots.
So you like you sit on your, it's a tattoo on your hip?
Yeah, it's like, it's just for some reason that spot is like really sensitive.
Black, where do you like to be touched?
Let me see. I guess I'll answer this as what's the name? Midnight Thunder.
Black chocolate. I know Black Compton. I want you to think that's in a Black Compton form, like how.
I like where she, that area right there, right between my belly button and my dick, that little area right there. Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, cool. Cause I like to use it in a nigga there. That I know which area you're talking about. I do. I definitely do. Also, what I wanted to know was, another question. Hold on one second. Let me look. All right, here we go. Some good shit here. Angel, what's your favorite thing about being on top?
Control. Just being able to have the control of the moment.
I want to comment on my favorite place to be touched is, I'm about to agree with Black, like, not from the belly button to my dick, but like the belly button to my pussy, like that little area right there in between, that's a spot that gets me going. It can bring little butterflies to the kitty. I'm gonna have to agree with you too, Andrew, as far as for me, my favorite thing for being on top, about being on top, is about the control. Like, when you get to be on top, you like, it's like you're on top of the world. You're on top of this nigga. Like, you could just look him dead in his face, and you get to see all the sex faces that he probably catches when you're on the bottom and he's on top. So, for me, it'll be yes, control, and getting to actually see his facial expressions and, you know, it's my time to shine. Black, what is your favorite thing about being on top?
I would have to say, like, the control, you know, getting her legs up on my shoulders while I'm in there. And, you know, when she be trying to push me out from the top of my legs and shit, and I'm just in there. You know, that little bit of dominance and submission, that's kind of the part of it right there. I think that's what makes it worthwhile and shit.
I don't mind, because after a while, Angel, I know you can agree with me. Sometimes, you know, when you up there for a while, you know what I'm saying, like, you can become very tiring, especially when you know, taking control, full control. So sometimes, too, like, the thing I like about being on top, too, is that, like, for me, I get to feel the dick, like, I can feel it more, like, in my stomach when I'm on top, more so than in any other position. Like, you don't feel that way, Angel, that you can feel the dick more when you're on top riding
versus, like, if he has you bent over and he's straight fucking you from the back?
I don't know. I think, I don't know, like, in my opinion, I think the bent over position, you can feel it a little bit better. I just like being on top because I like just having the control for that moment. But I don't know, I guess.
I feel that shit way more when you're on top. It's just like you're just fucking sitting right on the shit. So it's like, man. And the more you're, you know, doing your thing, whether it's up and down or round and round, however you decide that you want to twerk or work on the dick at that time and moment. But to me, it's just, I can feel it way more than any other position. Don't get me wrong. If a nigga's got a big dick, no matter how he bends me, flips me, folds me, I'ma still throw his dick, but just being on top, like, that shit be doing something for me. All right. So, this is, how does it make you feel? Like, and now this is a question that they want you to be able to ask your partner. How does it make you feel when I orgasm? So, in other words, Black, how does it make you feel when she orgasms? Like, when she's having, when she's coming and you could tell, you could feel it. Like, how does that make you feel?
Oh, that makes you feel like
I'm
a motherfucking man. Like, I done accomplished some shit.
But I think that, like, I'm the motherfucking man, really. Like, that's how you would feel. Like, after just, like, watching her fucking shake, rattle, and roll for, like, a good...
Hell yeah. If I make the leg shake, if she's talking about she can't, you know, she can't move, she done got to lead up for me, yeah, I think I done knocked it down. It feel like I done won Tyson Holyfield, you know what I'm saying? I done laid her ass out. I walk around, my chest out, dick swinging, doing the Tyrese beating up dance and all that shit.
All right, Mr. Man, put your dick away. Angel. Same question in reverse. Like, so, like, how does it make you feel when you see him fucking be like, however he does it, because maybe your nigga don't sound like, you know, the niggas that I be fucking with, but how does it make you feel when he comes, like, he has that orgasm?
I'm satisfied because he's satisfied, so I've done my job. If he's relieved and he's like, got a big ass Kool-Aid smile, I got a big ass Kool-Aid smile.
I always know, like, the moment is coming. I just, like, I don't know when, so that's the exciting, like, that's the most exciting part to me. So when he has that orgasm, like, I kind of feel like Black, like, yeah, like, what you was talking about, what's that shit that you was talking, and, okay, kind of, you know, you start to kind of feel yourself a little bit, and I do, but I be also feeling like, for some reason, like, it turns me on even more. And we could be probably finishing or finished, but, like, once I see the way that you react and the way that you come and, I guess, the sound that you make and the gestures or whatever, that shit just turns me on because, yeah, it's, like, job well done. That shit turns me the fuck on. And one more question before we go into another commercial break. And I thought this one was cute, and I have to kind of think about it a little bit, but what? Oh! Is there a scene from a movie, like a sex scene or a love scene from a movie that you would like to recreate? And what is the what's the name of the movie? Black. What movie have you seen?
Love and Basketball, yo.
No, you can't. That's what I was gonna say. I should have answered it first. I should have fucking went first, y'all. That's what I was gonna say.
Well, that, all right, so fine. You can have that one. Belly when the nigga came out the shower and she was like, who the fuck is Keisha? And he just like ran it out right when he came out the shower and just walked left on the bed and shit.
You want to be DMX, nigga?
Yeah, he said your ass to walk out. Leave on the bed, sprawled out and shit.
Yeah. Angel. What movie?
I don't know. That's what I was thinking. I'm at the pad.
Are you for real?
Wait a minute. Yo, if I can't pass,
no,
this nigga can't pass either. Fuck
no,
the bullshit.
Yeah, first, excuse me. Both of you guys said, like, really good movies, and both of them was, like, on my brain when you said it, so I'm tapped out. Like, I don't have nothing else to say.
No. So, well, wait, though. Okay. I'm gonna say Love and Basketball because like that's just one of my all time favorite movies. So I just thought that little scene was just like was so popping, and it really wasn't much. But for some reason, like that's the type of fucking scene that I think that I would recreate. And also too, I don't know if you've seen it, but fucking Shotas. I don't know if y'all seen Shotas, but the scene when fucking Biggs takes his bitch and he's going to take a shower and she just decides to go join him and they're fucking up against the fucking glass shower, like, and it just looks so wild and nasty and wet, and it just looked like that shit felt so fucking good. So that's another movie, sex scene, love scene that I would want to recreate from fucking Shotas. And if anybody's doing Shotas, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. And really quickly, I want to get into a caller. I see you. Last four digits of your number is 5114. 5114. You're live on air.
Hey, what's up, Nikki? What's up, Angel?
Hey, what's up? Who's this?
What's good? This is the Mr. Sexy Balls.
Hey, what's going on?
That didn't sound like a stripper shit.
That's like a stripper
shit. We're just calling in to get Angel, just get Angel and give y'all guys a shout out. You know what I mean? Just being supportive of what y'all do, being supportive of the movement. You know what I mean? Anything positive, you know what I mean? I try to support it, you know what I mean? So, like I said, just calling in and give you guys a shout-out, you know what I mean, and keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I'm sorry you said, hey, so Andrew, you know this person, because I didn't catch this thing.
Yes, this is one of the people that will be helping to brand me in the future. So thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
Aw, thank you. Most definitely. And shout out to, oh my God, why does my Twitter want to act so retarded right now?
Because you have things with two-tone do-rags.
I hope, don't even say that, because it might be just because of that. It really might be. But while I'm trying to figure this out, I'm going to bring on another caller. Last one, just again, number is 4142. 4142, you're live on air.
What's up, boo? What's up, Angel? Buzz Ball.
Hey,
Brooklyn Black, what's good, my guy? It's your boy Smoothie.
What's
good, mate?
What's business, dog? How you living?
Hey, I'm great, man. You know, making moves, doing my thing, school, work, you know, taking care of the family. It's all good, man.
That's
what it is.
No, I haven't heard your fucking smooth-ass voice in such a long time. Oh, my gosh. Everybody knows that when Smooth the Dude calls in from Little Rock, Arkansas, and that is so far from me, Little Rock, Arkansas, but whenever he calls in, his voice always, it just gets me, you know, it gets me going. It gets my juices flowing because I love that Southern accent. But I'm glad you're doing okay. I'm glad. But, you know,
What I'm going to ask you too, and I definitely do have to check the archive out, but how was your show with Project Pat?
It was awesome. It was a great experience for me. You know, it's like my third headliner that I had on the show. And Pat,
I know.
I think I took over 20-some calls, and Pat, you know, actually talked to these folks, you know, like they his homie. Like, we homeboys. I mean, he gave advice on people trying to get in the rap game. He was telling everybody about, you know, trying to get your videos on Warstar. That's what's happening. This internet radio is the next thing to blow. And all that, you know, he's just telling about his new mixtape he got coming up. He was real cool, though. Pat a real down the other down. We actually trying to get him down here to the Rock, since Memphis ain't nothing but like an hour and a half. So we're going to try to make that power move and get him down here to Rock to chill with us down here for a sec.
That's what's up, yes. I know. I was just like, yo, Smoothie Dude is doing his fucking thing. So shout out to you.
I got some other things up my sleeve too, with some more headliners. So y'all just stay tuned, baby. You know I'm gonna keep you in my loop, in my circle or whatnot, let you know what everything I got going on. But I do got some tricks up my sleeve. I ain't trying to let the cat out the bag, the eggs till they hatch. But I am working on some major moves though, real talk, boo. And I'm sorry that I didn't get to you early, like I told you. I've been real busy. But after the show, comment. I'm gonna have free time for you though, 'cause we do need to go ahead and get what me and you talking about. You know, go and get that boat moving real quick.
Yes, yes, yes. I was like, what the fuck? Smoothie Dude set me up. This can't be happening.
When I got out of school, I had some other responsibilities I had to go handle with my mom, and then I had to pick up my niece with my sister. I mean, you know, there's some things, but I told myself I'm going to at least call in the show tonight and let them know what's up.
I definitely know. I know that you were a busy man, so I wasn't even tripping. But I always appreciate when you call in and show love. And you know, I always gotta ask you some questions.
Alright,
so,
I've been in and out. I called earlier, but I've been in and out. I heard a couple of the topics or whatnot. No, we do not do the 2-tone do rags. No, sir. No, ma'am.
Please. Thank you. You hear that, niggas? Not even the niggas in fucking Little Rock, Arkansas are even fucking with 2-tone do-rags. Like, please, give it up.
Mm-mm.
Give it up.
We ain't doing that, boo. Believe it.
But I was asking a couple more questions and a couple of them were, where is your favorite place to be touched? Like, where do you like to be touched?
Or do I like to be touched? Around my abdomen, lower abdomen area. You know, I got a six-pack, you know, I'm all right down in the midsection. So on the lady caress that area, you know, the lower six-pack, the upper six-pack, you know, that give me every time I go.
Well, you see, I think all of you are going to say that because Black said that too. None of y'all like to be touched, like, on your, like,
from
your thigh or something, or
you gonna miss that shit? I mean, I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm trying to talk too over, but you know, look.
You have to be weird if you a guy and you want, and if a girl, you know, if your girl touches your thigh a certain way, you get a wow. Like that's not weird or anything. Just a place you like.
Smart, it is what it is. That's a good look right there.
Another question was, what is your favorite thing about being on top?
Oh, I got control. What you mean, on top during sex? You mean on top during sex, boo?
Yes, during sex.
Oh, I mean control. I can put it all the way in. I can give you the whole kit and caboodle. You know what
I'm saying? Right. Yes.
I can just give it all to you, like all that I got, all the way in, so that you can feel me.
Because I feel like, for me, like, I feel like I, you know, Angel says, you know, she feels like, you know, when she's getting it from the back or, you know, when she's bent over, she can feel the, you know, all the dick inside of her more than if she's on top. Because I feel like if I'm on top, I can feel all of it, all of him. Mm-hmm. Like,
because I'm sitting right on it. Like, I'm sitting all the way on it. So I can feel all of him more so, you know, than any other position. So I think we all going to have that thing where it's because of control, because I like being on top because of control as well, like being able to shine for a little while.
Hey, I can picture that too. You hear me?
I'm telling you, another one was, how does it feel how does it make you feel when she orgasms, like when she comes, like how does that make you feel?
It made me feel well, job done, you know, good job done, and salute myself. But I'm glad that I made her, you know, reach her sexual peak. So that always will make a dude feel, you know what I'm saying, like he did a good job, or make him proud of himself, you know, that I'm able to satisfy a lady.
Well, I guess another person, like,
what
like,
I
say, like, it will make you feel like you the man.
Well, I ain't gonna say like that, because, I mean, you know, that's the point of sex for us, to have an orgasm. But at the same time, I mean, that just make a nigga like, okay, I can do that with you. Because, you know, some dudes can't make girls for him, and some, you know, vice versa. So, you know, you feel a little good about yourself or whatnot, you know, that you did what you were set out to do, the task you were set out to do, please, the lady.
And one more really quickie that I talked about was, what if there was a love or a sex scene from a movie you would like to recreate? Like, what movie would that be?
Man, it's a scene that I don't even know the little chick's name. Honestly, I don't even know the name of the movie. But
how you know the name of the movie?
I mean, this is back in college, real talk. This is back in college, and all we used to call it was scene 6, because this is dude, he picked up a chick, like, and had her up in the air, like, you know, had her up, and she was creaming, coming all down. You saw all this shit coming out. That's, like, one of the best sex scenes I have ever seen. I was just in college. But I don't remember the name of the flick or the little chick that was in the flick, but I just know, yeah, that was it right there for me.
I guess, you know, to cream is wonderful, you know what I'm saying? But, like, all of that, though, like, so that's what really made you want to, like, you would recreate that sex and you would have a girl creaming the way that nigga did?
Hey, I'm going to be 100 with you. They're right there. Squirters and creamers, they turn me on. That turns me on all the way on. Creamers and squirters. That's my thing right there. Let me put you on the spot. You a cream or a squirter?
I don't feel like I'm being put on the spot, but I'm a creamer. I don't know how to squirt, but I'm trying to learn. I still haven't gotten the gist of squirting yet, or maybe I'm not, like, relaxed, whatever. I try to, but I don't know how to. But I'm a cream.
Okay. Sounds fun.
It is. But thank you, Smooth the Dude, for chopping it up with me. And Angel and Black on All Bobs Radio. We haven't heard from you in a minute, so it's always dope.
Yeah, in a minute, and you already know, if you ain't fucking with Nikki Bob's Boss Bob or Brooklyn Black or the All Bobs Movement, man, find the tallest bitches in your city, man. Jump off that thing, real tough, kill yourself. I'm out, man. I love all y'all, man. Y'all be safe.
Yes, thank you. I'm
going to
hit you.
All right, boo, don't forget me tonight, too, because I'm waiting on you.
All right, I got you.
All right.
All right, cool. All right, one more question before we go to our commercial break. Okay. So, Angel, do you have a favorite part of foreplay?
A favorite part of foreplay?
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, it's foreplay. It's the fun before the fun. So, as long as it's fun, all of it's my favorite part.
Black, do you have a favorite part before foreplay or when it comes to foreplay?
You know, I like licking and sucking on the nipples, man. You know, just to, like, her squirming and hear her breathing while I'm doing that shit, that's a turn on.
Yes. Oh, how to the fuck, yes, because when that's being done to me, I definitely do breathe heavy, and I've been told, like, yo, I love doing that to you because I just love the way your face is, the way your eyes, you trying to stay focused, and you just be breathing so heavy. It just, it lets me know that, like, it's really turning on. That's one part of foreplay. I definitely can admit that it's probably be one of my favorites. Before even they just even start, like, kissing and tracing fingers, I would say the whole sucking on the nipples and the titty part, like, I think that's one of my favorite parts of foreplay. So I definitely have some more interesting questions to ask you guys. So definitely do not be afraid to press one to comment to let me know. I definitely have to try to get my Twitter back on track. I'm going to try. And, yes, definitely shout out to, damn, this fucking Twitter be fucking up. But definitely shout out to...
Well, shout out to
Andrew changed her mother. She changed her Abby. She changed her Abby. Oh,
right.
Real quick.
You know, I change my Abby every black. Don't. You stick to answering your questions because you're showing off tonight.
Shout out to DMV Remajor. Says that you're tuning in. I see you. Thank you for tuning in. Press one. Shout out to the Death DJ Byron, that's the triple B, right? Yes, that is. Shout out to the All Vibes promoter. Shout out to Evo Monte. I do see you. I like Evo Monte's picture. As I can see, it's like a black and white picture, right?
Yeah, it's his mom. It's him and his mom. I think.
And I thought that was his mother. I did. It's a really beautiful picture. Shout out to shout out to K Continental, he's so silly. And damn, I forget his Twitter name already because he just changed it. Help me out here. Oh, but shout out to Angel because I love this Abby. I do. It makes me wanna go get like a fucking flute now and pose with it or lay on somebody's fucking piano top. I gotta get an instrument. It makes me wanna go get an instrument.
I got a flute.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
You said he got a flute.
He got a flute. Yeah. Shout out to Glamour Chick 81. She said that voice is something serious. Mm-hmm. Shout out to also the Mr. Sexy Ross. Yes, yes, yes. Say a big shout out to Angel of 300 Head Game in Brooklyn Black. So definitely, I know it's too much you break. Fuck it. I'm really singing. What instrument can I use? Angel has this inspired me.
A piano. Like, I think that's like the next sexiest thing to be laid up on naked. Like some piano keys. But it has to be like, you know, the old fashioned big one that got the back that's open.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Definitely. I know exactly where you're going with that image. Hell to the yes. So definitely. You're definitely rocking on the All Vibes Radio. I see everybody that's hitting me up on Twitter. Close up, I have some more fucking questions, some more. And I actually do have like a kind of like a little story to tell y'all. And I need some help. And hopefully my girl Angel can help me out here. But yes, Black, whenever you are ready, you can go into a commercial break. That means this commercial break, you can play anything you want to play. Just basically play something that me and Angel want to hear. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to say you can play anything you want to play, meaning like none of the Twitter artists.
Yeah, I got you.
But
can
I play fucking blah, 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 Betty and the Jet or whatever the name of that song is or something like that. And I'm like, what? What is that?
Nah, I got you.
Chill,
I got you.
Because he's really fucking bugging. Why he's fucking turning all like, in North Philadelphia, born and raised. Be right.
Yo, don't even,
I'm so serious right now. So with that being said, you should already know.
All right,
we'll be
right back.
Tell the DJ turn it up, let the DJ bring it back. Tell him play that shit again. Tell him that you like that, oh.
Trey, I ain't got but two reasons to be here, man.
All the bottles pop out of the side. I know it's somebody's birthday right now. Right now, right now, right now. It's somebody getting drunk too.
Conversations on the phone until the break of dawn. Combination to a home, I gotta make a moan. Mean hustle got me chasing all this fast money. Balenciaga sneakers, now she touching cash money. So sexy in the mall, black Giuseppe heels. 50 stacks in a bag, so she know it's real. Top off the Ferrari, now we thugged out. Smoking on that Cali, bumping Tupac. It's me against the world, now what's your phone number? Jumping in that Range Rover, yeah, and I'm coming over.
Been thinking about you all day. Still can't get my mind off your body. I'm daydreaming about you. Look how you turned me on, baby. Nobody compares to your body. Every time you let me down. time you let me.
Nobody can press you, your body, yeah.
I think I wanna put a ring on it. I think I wanna tell her name on me. I had a lot of sexy women, but this is not the same for me. Bounce, loving how she always make it bounce. Rose petals on the bed, I walk in unannounced. I love it when she speak a different language. I touch her in so many different angles. Born stunner, and my baby so stunning. Niggas want her, but she find them so funny. I'm getting money, living like the most wanted. She all I ever needed. Now Usher sing it.
Been thinking about you.
Champagne for my dime piece. In the sheets, you know I flip her like a nine piece. In the streets, you know I'm eating like a lion feast. Lick a nipple, trying to tickle all the finer things. Keys to the crib, keep it trail, time to handle biz. Big dreamer, new beamer, just the realest nigga. Cover of the source, owner of the Porsche. Killing all haters, showing no remorse. Knocking at the door, she recognize the voice. I'm not the mother boy, she know I shine the most. She modeling a lot, I know she on the go. Another bottle of Ciroc, baby, let's have a toast.
Been thinking about
my fucking shit. Been thinking about you all day. Fucking on you. What's my shit? Like, every time I hear the song, I think about the last time I got it in. Like, damn. Shout out to everybody that's live. Shout out to my bro at CEO underscore High Life. Stop acting up. Stop. Stop acting up. All right, you know what you're doing. I'm about to remind you, stop acting up. But I love you, though. I love you still. And thank you for tuning in. Fucking stupid ass Twitter. But yes, so getting back to some of the questions, and me and I, we were talking about foreplay, just the last question. I was asking, what was your favorite part when it came out to foreplay? Angels that passed. She can't think. Well, she said everything, all of it, the pre-initiation to the actual sex. So that's what gets her. And Black, me and Black agreed on the same thing, the whole licking on the nipple, sucking on the titty, like right before the damn thing, teasing her with her breathing heavy. I could definitely relate. But I'm also, no, Black, tell me if this is somewhat of all these things are true. I'm also to give you some things that I think that actually work for men when it comes down to foreplay. And I know one of them is to watch porn with your guy. So that's something that can really be, you know, it can initiate foreplay, I guess, seeing the couple on TV fuck, and then you sitting next to your girl and y'all both there. I mean, to me, I would think watching porn, you know, could be like a great way to help the both of you? Because I guess, like, you're both excited and stimulated at the same time, or we, I guess, become that as y'all watch it more and more and more, watching other two people fuck, or if you're going to watch an origin movie or whatever. But do you agree that if a female watches porn in the bedroom with her man, that that's one good way of foreplay?
It's definitely a way to keep them together. As far as foreplay goes, that would probably work. Me personally, I ain't never sit and watch porn with a chick, and you know, but I say it'll work. You know, me other movies, you know, movies like Love and Basketball and motherfucking Love Jones and shit. You know, but porn, nah.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna fucking turn on some porn. I got a couple of my favorites that I think that you would actually like too. So we gonna sit back. We gonna watch this shit. We gonna start thinking about what we gonna do to each other. We gonna follow their lead or what, whatever. But that, to me, that I can't watch like Love Jones and Love and Basketball and be like, ooh shit, yes, oh. Mm-hmm. The way that fucking, the way he is dribbling that ball, like, you know what I mean? Like, I just learned the fucking, when he's at the fucking dance and shit, the way that he's flopping is like, fuck, nigga. I can't really look at those movies and start to even think or to even want to start getting aroused or even begin to play. Because if I'm watching that, I'm going to watch that shit. I'm going to watch the movie. Andrew, what you think about porn with your mates and not being a part of foreplay?
I don't know. I guess it could go both ways. Like, it could be a good thing, like you said, to learn some new things or whatever the case may be. I don't really see it too much being a turn on a female aspect. That would just be like, I got something that would turn a guy on, but whatever.
Yeah, it's for a guy. It's for the men. Right. Right, so yes, like, this is, like, these are some, like, foreplays that things that, you know, that will actually work for when it comes down to, you know, because we're just different. Females, we can get into certain things more than guys can. So, also, another question is, dress up for him. But, do you think that that's, like, a form of foreplay when your girl, she gets dressed up, like, whether she's, might have on a sexy ass lingerie piece that she bought from Vicky's and a new pair of shoes she bought from Macy's or Nordstrom, and she just walked into the room with like the hardest switch ever, stopped in the middle of the floor like she was fucking Tyra Banks, did a mini turn, and then walked back and asked you, like, so, you know, just ask you a regular question, like, so, da 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 da, and you like, damn, like, is that what you like?
If she come in like that, I ain't gonna be able to answer no motherfucking question.
Before you start fucking ripping off my outfit that I spent all this time, you know, I'm preparing because I had a skit behind it. Don't do that.
Oh,
I had a fucking plan. Why would you just not? Like, I asked you a question. I'm asking you a question. I'm trying to initiate foreplay here.
Well, you know what? If you're coming in on some costume shit, if you come in like a teacher like that and whatever, then, you know, I tell you, yeah, my dog ate my homework, and I'm ready for some after school tutoring and shit. You know, I'll do that shit. You know, if you come in as a cop, talk about you want to read my life, I'll tell you, I got a weapon of mass destruction in my pants, and you know. You can search for
it. I was about to get to that though. You can't talk about, well, damn it. You started talking about it, but some of the different types of characters play while you're role playing. But I'm a get to that, but just so yes or no, that's something that's gonna
Yes.
Okay. Before I take a caller, I just want to do one more. Okay. Next one.
It says, like, basically, like, live webcam. So, basically, if you got Skype and your man got Skype and, you know, I guess he, you know, sometimes, I guess when you're in a relationship, your man might be like, oh, jump on Skype real quick so I can see you, or, hey, what's up, what you doing? Skype me or Uber me or whatever, or video chat me, whatever. Like, is it a type, like, do you think it's a classic form of foreplay for a man? Like, do you think it will get a man aroused if you're on the other end of your camera and you're talking to him, and as you're talking to him, you're having a conversation, you just start undressing, you just start moving the camera, like, to different parts of your body, like, Black, how do you feel about the webcam or the Uber on the Skype?
If she's gonna be on camera, especially like this, my lady, because obviously she's my lady, I'm physically sexually attracted to her and shit. So if she's on the cam and say I'm in New York and she's in, I don't know, Kalamazoo, Missouri or some shit, and fucking she starts undressing, yeah, I'm gonna grab my phone because it's on the girl. You know, I get to see them nice perky titties.
Are you gonna grab it or are you gonna pull it out?
No, you know, I'm gonna start grabbing on it, you know, unless she says she wanna see shit. You know, then I show her. You know, I'll stand there and put my dick right in front of my laptop, like, there you go. And you know, and hey, it's a party after that.
Angel, did you hear that? Angel.
Yeah, what is off?
I'm pulling out titties. I'm bending over ass backwards so he can see my ass in that little ass camera lens. You know, I'm making sure he can see it. He going to pull out his shit like, here you go, and put it back in. And I'm trying to do, so I'm trying to, you know, I'm talking to him. And because we're not together, like, at that time of moment, and I want you, and I know you, you know, like, I'm just trying to show you that, like, I want you, I'm trying to start something, so maybe after you see me get butt-ass naked on Uvu, before I can fucking turn the camera off, my doorbell should be ringing. But that's fucked up, like, that if I'm showing all the goods, if I'm popping out a titty every time you say something, and I'm fucking rubbing on my own nipples,
oh,
and looking at my
dick. I'll shoot the dick right on my desk so you can see it too. Just, ooh.
Angel, what you think about that, Angel?
I mean, a woman is just going to be whatever makes her man happy. So if that's what he wants, she's going to drop some drugs and start twerking. It's all about keeping each other happy, so.
That to me, that could become a form of foreplay for me as well. Like if I'm fucking talking to this nigga, he decides to ooh me real quick and shit, and he's just laying there on the bed, and I haven't seen him or spoken to him. We probably was at work and shit. And next thing you know, he's laying there with no fucking shirt on and just his boxes, and his dick is already hard. And I'm just looking, and I'm looking. You can probably see me looking in that area and whatnot. And it's just like he starts just taking his dick out and just starts jerking and stroking and touching and making it slap against the fucking bed so I can hear the hollowness. Like, that shit is going to fucking turn me on. I'm going to want to fuck him. I'm going to be anticipated to either have him come over or I go over there. We'll meet up somewhere because I got to get it because that shit is going to turn me the fuck on. But I would hate for a nigga to fucking do me dirty. Like, if I'm pulling out, if I'm, you know, showing certain areas, like, don't be like Black and just, like, fucking do a jack-in-the-box appearance on me with your
dick,
like.
Oh, that's a jack-in-the-box. Like, shit, if you want shit, I'll motherfucking take my pants off and shit, and I'll be sitting on motherfucking webcam, leg up and shit, so you see my shit hanging off my leg or whatnot. I just go, you know, pull it out, put it back in. I'll keep it out for you. That's what you want.
That's exactly what I want. I want you to keep it out the whole entire time until we decide on what the fuck we want to do, if we want to hang up and see each other, or if I'm going to go need to get my toys now or whatever because we're about to have a session, because there's no way in hell I'm going to see your dick out and not want to fuck or get off. So, but yes, fellas, like, if you ever want to do the whole, you know, Ooh, Skype, the whole video chat thing with your girl, or your, you know, I think it would be fun. I really think it would be fun to just, I guess, try not to do it when you live, like, you know, like, with certain people, like, if you still live at home and you have a house full, like, you know,
I would recommend to, no, it's not funny, because you don't want shit to happen, like, you know, your little fucking brother bust in your room because he left his plane, like, 8 hours ago, and he just remembered that it was in there. He did not. He came in, and y'all getting kinky over the video cam. You know, no, for real, or, like, your mother just coming in to ask you a question, and she's just like, what the fuck? Like, damn. But, word, like, I don't know how I would feel if my mother saw me, like, if she walked in, I was butt-ass naked, fucking fingering myself on video game with my man, and, like, just, I don't know if I would, like, take my finger out, close my legs, or do I stay like that till she gets out? I don't know what I would do. I wouldn't want to be in that situation, but I guess that's a situation I would have to be in to know. what I would do. But I definitely do want to get to a caller, and then I do want to go for commercial. Last was it just, Black, we still have to call
up? Yeah.
Okay. Last was it just, so your number is 2908. 2908, you're live on here.
Hey, what's up? This is Monte.
Hey, Monte, what's going on?
What's up? Just busy. Voting thing and everything, so I'm just cracking down, trying to get people registered and trying to make sure people out there voting be informed, so.
Yes. And if nobody knows already, this is Evo Monte, one of the All Bob promoters, and definitely needs to get to him up, especially he's holding it down, making sure everybody gets registered to vote, get with him. And I know you've been listening for a while, so I know we were talking about a couple of things when it comes to foreplay and whatnot. I'm sorry. I'm just looking at my Twitter, and y'all are so fucking stupid. I can't. This is why I was. It was good when I could not be on Twitter and be on air, because that shit just distracts me so much. But yes, I wanted to know though, like, when it comes down, do you think this is like a type of foreplay that will help a guy out when it even comes down to foreplay, like if his female dresses up for him, like gets dressed up? Meaning, like, you know, come in the room, or you could just be playing the video game, or you could be on a computer doing whatever you're doing, and she just walks in the room and something, like, either something stunning or something very, very, very sexy, something that you ain't never seen her wear before, and she looks hella good in it. And she just starts prancing around or doing whatever, being sexy, but would you consider that a type of foreplay or not?
I mean, I don't really look at it as a type of foreplay, maybe an initiation to it. Because, I mean, personally, she can come in there with no clothes on, and I'll still, like, take it as initiation. I wouldn't take it as a foreplay for a say, so.
Okay, cool. Okay. Andrew is so fucking hilarious. I was also too going over some questions as well, and I wanted to know if you could recreate a sex scene or a love scene from any movie that you've seen, which movie would it be?
Oh, man.
Y'all should fucking know. Like, y'all know y'all gonna see some fucking
movie.
That's
hard. I don't even know right now. I can't think of any movie right now. Like, honestly. Like, I don't know. I'll try to create my own. Like, I don't even know.
Did you ever see the movie Belly?
Who?
The movie Belly.
Yeah.
Well, for me, I chose the scene from Love and Basketball. Black chose the scene from Belly. And Andrew, she wanted to say basically both answers. So basically those were her answers too. But also another question, one more question. It was when... the other question, I cannot, please, y'all leave me alone for 1 second. I'm trying hard to get through this, please. I start talking about, hey, hold on. The other question was, what did I say, Angel, about being on top? Like, what did I say? Because since y'all want to distract me, what was the question that I asked before?
She asked, does that arouse you, like, being on top? Like, what's the most important thing about being on top? I said the control. Nikki said she can feel every part of a nigga inside of her. So, as far as, like, you being a guy. And we don't want the rated G version. We want you to be honest.
Okay. To me, the most important thing about being on top, like you said, is control, but also just knowing how to, like, communicate with each other because, like, for example, like, when she's on top, I'm going to communicate to her that I'm about to take over. Like, so, for example, I might take over by holding her waist and then just start pounding it in. And then I might be like, okay, you can take back over now. And then I just let her just go wild, do whatever she got to do. But at the same time, you still have that control, but you have that communication going on where you know how to coordinate with each other and ain't nobody messing up the vibe or the feeling or anything. And everybody, both people are getting pleased at the same time, so.
That's what's up. Y'all be explaining y'all shit. Y'all be getting so fucking graphic, and then y'all go back out into being, you know, trying to be all mellow with it. But That's what's up. Well, thank you, Monte, for calling in. Thank you. And make sure you let everybody know how they can reach you, and you know, and basically what you got going on, really quickly.
You want me to tell what I got going on?
Yeah, really quickly.
All right. Got a voting drive thing going on. I know a lot of people don't know this, but there's actually a voters app that you can download. Just come to hit me up on Twitter at Evil Monte, and I can provide you with the link to download the voters app where you can register to vote and check your status. So, you know, we don't have any more excuses right now, so. Y'all need to get out there and vote. And if you don't know why you're voting, then you need to get yourself informed because I ain't trying to have no excuses. So, yeah.
Exactly. Thank you, Monte. Thank you for calling in.
Yo.
All right. Black and Angel, stop, please, wait. I can't breathe. Black, if you ever over me wearing just the cowboy hat and the white beater, oh, shit.
I have a bottle of baby oil on the side.
With the baby oil, do you get... Angel, I want to scream because that would just be a sight to see. I want to say don't do it, but then I really do want to say do it just so I can get that ooh snapshot real quick. You know, I need to take pictures. you know, I need to take pictures. You take pictures real quick. I got to capture that because you with baby oil, a wife beater, and a cowboy hat. That is so funny. But if you have on a cowboy hat though, and like, are you gonna really get into the cowboy mode though? Are you gonna be saying like, are you gonna talk like a cowboy?
Yeah, I'm gonna have a rope and everything.
You gonna say things like, saddle up, giddy up, or some shit like that.
Word it up, do all that shit, fam.
Angel, can you imagine this nigga trying to role play as being the nigga from the Wild Wild West?
I wouldn't even be able to take it seriously. Like, I'll be cracking up. Like, you imagine a serious ass talk about some.
Okay. I will crack up. I think that what would you rather be, Angel? When if you had to role play, what would you rather be? Would you rather be, I think you're so generic, like cop versus robber, like, oh my God, cop versus robber, teacher versus student, maybe boss versus employee. I don't know, like, can that even be a role that you would play, like a boss versus employee?
I don't know, but I wouldn't be the teacher. That's just, you know, I do that by nature, so we not even going to go there. But I would do the naughty nurse. That's what I would do. That's always fun.
All right, so mama the for you.
You said what?
I got a thermometer for you.
Oh, you have a thermometer for her. Ooh. No. I probably want to be like, you know what I want to be? I want to be the coach I want to play coach and player. Like, you know, I guess if the player fucks up during practice, like, doesn't the coach punish the player, make them, like, supposed to make them, like, I guess, stay later after practice, run extra laps? Can't that be, like, a form of role play, though? Like, I'm trying to really get into character here because I could be the nurse, like Angel, or the doctor. What about, like, isn't there something, like, I forget what it is, but it has something to do with a nun. It's weird, but it has something to do with a nun, though. It's crazy. Now, we were just talking about that show, like, the other day, about role-playing different characters. But I think I would want to be a character that's just like mad fierce and just mad sexy, and then I guess whatever your role would be, I guess the opposite of whatever the fuck I am or whatever. But I think that the nurse and the patient, doctor patient, I think those are like, I think everybody would do that. When, oh, I'm sick, you gotta come take care of me, or the school teacher, the principal, the dean, I guess, and the student. You have detention, or the fucking, I don't know, or you could play, like, have you ever heard of people, like, playing, like, I guess, like, I guess this is along the lines of cops and robbers, but, like, you're, like, the fucking raper and victim, like, I guess, like, you're the rapist. I'm supposed to be the big beat, like, the victim. I've heard of some. Huh?
I've heard of that shit, but that shit is not, like, what the fuck? No.
That
shit
is fucking sick. What?
Yeah.
So how are we going to play this? Are you going to really fuck?
I've heard this one person say the whole Godzilla, and what's the chick, that the character chick? That's funny.
Wait.
Okay, so, like, the Godzilla? Yeah, like, you know, like the Hong Kong Godzilla type thing, and he's supposed to, like, come through the window. You remember the movie, right? Like, the movie, and how he, like, messed the ass up and shit. Like, it was just, like, that concept. I just thought that was so funny. Somebody mentioned that to me. Can you imagine that, like, somebody climbing through your window?
Black, you want to be Godzilla?
Should I be Godzilla? Come through and wreck your city, son.
Wreck my city, son.
That's called work for fucking pussy up.
You know.
Oh my gosh, that was so fucking crazy. I think that
Yeah, I think playing the victim and the rapist role, like, I don't think anybody should play around with that because, you know, I just, like, how are you, like, are you going to, like, are you going to, like, fuck me, like, okay, on some rape shit, like, you know, really hurt me and really and tie me up or, like, I don't want to throw that. I really don't. But before I go into a couple of more role-playing ideas and foreplay shit, oh, what about, see, I just, and it's crazy because, like, I'm looking and it says, like, yeah, like, who, I hate that, the rapist, no, who wants to be that? What about, how would you role-play as a fireman, though? The fireman and what?
Fireman.
I don't know, because, you know, I'm coming to put out my hose and shit, you know, put out your fire. Maybe. Fucking coming to put out your fire. I guess you're fired, bitch, and he's coming to fucking turn on the hose on full throttle and damn. That's what's up. I have a couple of more I want to talk about too. Black, our last commercial break of the evening. So, whenever you're ready, let's get into it.
You know, I already know it. Call the T Rocker with us. We'll get right back to you. You already know what it is.
Yeah, we'll get back to you, Callie.
That's Up Off Radio.
Hey, yeah. Hey, boy.
I'm riding around on Guinea. Get mine, I spin it. I'm riding around on Guinea.
I am smoking on exotic. My girl ain't got no stomach. Every time we have sex, she always asks me for a hunter. I ask her, is she working? She asks me, do I want it? I say, when I went to school, bitch, money was a subject.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around my side of town. Box of gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile. I had a coat for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar. Similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes. And I ain't crazy, but if that's my baby, then we gonna have to name that little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see you like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
photo ready. My polo out there cleaners, I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arenas. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have sex in a coffin, cause I'm killing these hoes. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Shoot your ass down, you know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, smoking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucking.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
I'm riding around, I'm with it. I'm riding around, I'm with it. I like that song, though. Right around getting it. 2 Chainz. All right. oh, shit. Of course, taking it back to Twitter. Y'all crazy. Shout out to the co-owner of All Bars who changed his name, because I'm like, who the fuck is talking to me? Thoughts of Stan, formerly known as Stan Spartan. The pool guy just comes and cleans the water. He does not get it in his. So y'all talking about the foreplay with the whole pool guy? I guess coming over to clean the pool.
I never understood that. Or like the pool guy. Like it doesn't.
Oh shit! Any type of repair? I guess the repair man coming over to fix my AC, I guess. That was funny. Shout out to DJ Byron D. Yeah. Shout out to you hear me, Angel Sweet. Oh my God. At Glamour Chick 81. But really quickly, just a couple more real quick. I thought this was interesting. Oh, this is really interesting. What about the stripper and her client? So, like, what if you're not a stripper? Like, you don't, like, that's not your 9-to-5. Your man probably didn't even know that you went to strip clubs or you like strip clubs because, she didn't think that's what she was into. But, yeah, when you role-playing, you're the stripper, he's the client. What you think, Angel? I guess he's the horny dude that came in tonight to spend all the white money.
it could be fun. I mean, I don't know. I think it could be fun.
What about Black? What you think about the stripper and the guy? Black, what do you think about? I guess. Angel, what do you think about photographer and model?
That's another weird one. Like, I don't know.
No,
like,
it's not weird. Think about it. Please, picture this.
Wouldn't the flashing from the camera irritate? I mean, I know it would probably irritate me. like, wait a fucking minute. Control the flash on that bitch. Like, I can't concentrate on what I'm doing. Like, I don't know. That's another weird one I probably wouldn't see.
Okay, well, maybe. I mean, I can just really quickly before we get out of here. I could just probably say the model and the photographer kind of like, basically, like, I guess he's trying to, like, when the photographer tells you, like, okay, we'll pose here, do this, do that, they're trying to actually bring out you in the photo or help you make the photo. So maybe, like, as he's coaching you, like, move your body like this, or, I guess it's in the
sexual, seductive ways to where he starts not how to touch you, to move you, and you start to touch you in sensual ways, and I guess you guys are starting to engage, I guess, in the whole whatever. But this is the last one. I just thought it was really funny. Like, I will never fucking play this. Slave and master. I'll be there. Unless I'm the master, I'm not going to be fucking slave. I'm not going to be slave.
No, like, answer, I mean, you know, I always say pain is pleasure, but at a certain point, like, you're not going to be whipping me with, like, the little ass whip that has the, like, lasting thing at the bottom. Like, no, I'm not going to draw blood for anybody.
I don't think so. All right, it's already 10 o'clock, but don't worry. I'll be back on again the day after tomorrow, Thursday, you already know. So make sure y'all start sending me your music from tomorrow, from tonight, tomorrow, so that way I can play it, because I definitely do want to upload my own iPod trip. I definitely do have a lot of y'all music on my shit, no lie. True. And not all y'all shit, but I definitely have some of no lie. And I definitely do want to hear some more and upload, you know, some more. It's always cool to listen to somebody that I've never heard before talk about what they're going through and just little different things. And then just talking to you probably on Twitter, you know, just makes it, you know, I'm a supporter all day, every day. So definitely what it is. But like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about what you got going on. If you a freak, be a motherfucking freak. If you would like to dress up and play for your man, if you like to watch porn with him or her, vice versa, do whatever, whatever, do you. Don't care about what anybody has to say. And enjoy yourselves. Tomorrow isn't promised to nobody. And good night. Hit me up on Twitter at House of Head Game. Hit me up. Talk to me. And I'm out.
Yes. Like I always say, keep this fresh out your circles. Get involved with the community. Just don't be a bump on the log. If you need help in things of that nature, you can hit me up. Come out on Saturday to the networking event in the DMV area. Follow me at Golden Love Soup. I will see you Tuesday. Bye.
And of course, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Live a lot. Don't drink and drive. And, you know, I'm out of here. I'm a go. Get my cowboy hat. My baby, yo, get ready to get on Ubu with Nicky Bobs. You guys have a good night.
Good night, y'all.
Initiating shutdown sequence.